This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland's primary election is 6 weeks from tomorrow, June 24th. This week, we're talking to the three Democrats running for their party's nomination for attorney general. One of them could succeed the incumbent Doug Gansler, who's running for governor. One of the candidates is Delegate Aisha Braveboy, a Democrat from Prince George's County. She was elected to represent the 25th Legislative District in Central Prince George's 8 years ago. She chairs the Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland, is a member of the Women's Caucus, and is a real estate attorney with a law office in Bowie. She joins me on the line from her campaign headquarters in Capitol Heights. Delegate Braveboy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why are you running for attorney general?
I am running to deliver justice and fairness to the people of this great state of Maryland. And I believe I'm the best candidate to do it. I've had a history of being able to address critical issues that are impacting all Marylanders and have been able to successfully defend the rights of Marylanders in this state. And I've done it as a lawyer, I've done it as a legislator, and now I want to do it as attorney general.
What do you think is the most important aspect for listeners to know about the office of attorney general?
The office of the attorney general is the top law enforcement office in the state. The attorney general is the people's attorney, answerable not to other politicians, not to big corporations, but that office answers to the people of this state. And the office obviously is extremely important in dealing with issues of justice, of fairness, of equity, of consumer protection. It's a critical office in our state.
And what separates you from the other Democratic candidates, Delegate John Cardin, Senator Brian Frosch?
Well, we're all legislators, so we all have that in common. But what separates me is that I've actually executed programs that address the issues, the critical issues facing our state. And let me give you a couple of examples. You know, we all support, you know, legislation and have co-sponsored legislation dealing with the foreclosure crisis in our state. But I'm the only candidate that stepped up to the plate when former Chief Judge Bell asked the attorneys around this state to assist families facing foreclosure. I was trained as a pro bono attorney. I've assisted numerous families who wanted to keep their home, and I've been able to help them keep their home. And in addition to that, I've held numerous workshops and brought together other attorneys from around the state who wanted to assist homeowners. So I've actually done something about these issues instead of just relying on my legislative record. In addition to that, we all know that we have a juvenile justice system that needs to be reformed. For the past 8 years, I've been pro bono counsel to a large diversionary program that has successfully diverted over 2,000 young people out of the criminal justice system and back into our schools. You know, the attorney general can't just solely and simply rely on being a good legislator in order to perform this job. This job is about execution. It's about having ideas and a true commitment to reforming the way in which our criminal justice system works in the state, the way in which people are treated by big business and corporations. And I've made a commitment personally to address those issues, and that's why I'm the best candidate.
Let me follow up on that. Criminal justice. Why do you think diversion programs could make such a? It's a big part of your criminal justice platform. Why do you think it could make such a big difference?
It makes a big difference because if our young people end up with a juvenile record or are incarcerated at any point in their young lives, they're more likely to end up back in the criminal justice system as an adult. And so that's what's leading to this issue of mass incarceration that's going on in our state. there are issues that are going on in the lives of these young people that are influencing their behavior, that if we are able to correct at an early age, we're able to assist them in making better decisions in the future and staying out of the criminal justice system. You know, as I've talked to these young people who have made bad choices, many of them have drug dependencies. Some of them have undiagnosed mental health issues. They're struggling with their families. Or they're bowing to peer pressure. There are a lot of issues that are going on in these young people's lives. And so what we do is not only do we provide a diversionary mechanism for that, for their cases to be diverted from the court system, but we also provide mentoring, tutoring, mental health services, as well as tutoring services, to assist these young people to achieve their goals, to feel better about themselves, and empower them to make better decisions. And we also assist the parents as well. You know, the parents are up against a lot these days, you know, especially with social media and all of the influences that are impacting their children. And so we're able to provide the parents with tools. We let them know what the influences are out there in our communities that are potentially impacting their children, so that they have a fair chance to assist their children in making good decisions. And so that's why this program has been so successful. We have an 85% success rate because we actually take the time to really find out how we can truly impact the lives of these young people. And that's why diversionary programs are so important. That's why we need to devote more time and resources to them, because it costs very little in the grand scheme of things to help divert someone out the criminal justice system. Once they get in the system, we're spending $30,000, $40,000 a year to house and clothe and feed them. And that certainly is not a good use of taxpayers' money.
That's State Delegate Aisha Braveboy here on Maryland Morning, WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass. She's running in the June 24th primary for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General. I want to also get back to the foreclosure and real estate related issues that you're campaigning on, especially since you practice real estate law. Protecting home values is one of your campaign issues. How would you do that as Attorney General?
Well, one of the unfortunate things that are going on now is that the banks are typically at the foreclosure sales buying the properties back. But when they buy those properties back, so the homes that our families are losing at foreclosure, the banks are not maintaining the property like we expect every other homeowner in our state to do. They're not mowing the lawns. They're not keeping the property free from debris and trash. They're allowing the roofs to continue to leak. They're not fixing broken windows in many of our communities. And so what's happening is that these homes that the banks own become the worst homes in the neighborhood. And when they're sold, especially in a low to moderate income communities, they're sold to investors.
And what would you do as Attorney General?
Well, what I would do as Attorney General is I would immediately put together a commission to investigate the treatment of bank-owned properties in our state and determine whether or not there's discrimination, which in many cases there are, going on in our state, and file a fair housing complaint against those banks that are not treating our residents, our state, our taxpayers, our homeowners in this state fairly. Because when the value of a home goes down, one home goes down, it affects every other home in that zip code. And it's an artificial deterioration of wealth in our communities that is directly related to the way that the banks are managing the properties that they own. It's a huge economic injustice and one that must be addressed by the next Attorney General.
In the legislature, you have advocated for better funding for Maryland HBCUs, historically black colleges and university. As Attorney General, how would you handle this?
We have historically, and the state has commissioned numerous reports that document this, the state has historically underfunded HBCUs. Obviously, it has duplicated programs that were at the HBCUs. And so it's put the HBCUs at a competitive disadvantage. As Attorney General, I would counsel the next governor and the Maryland Higher Education Commission to develop a plan to achieve parity for historically Black colleges and universities. All of our institutions in our state should and deserve to be treated fairly. Every student that attends a state school should know that their school is not being treated any differently than any other school in our system.
Delegate Brayboy, we're almost out of time. And
yes.
I do want to ask you about death row. Maryland has abolished the death penalty going forward. There are
yes.
still several inmates on death row. What should be done with their cases?
I think their sentences should be commuted.
The Washington Post editorial board last week endorsed in this way, did not endorse you, painted a mixed picture, called you an adroit lawmaker who has pushed legislation to help the disadvantaged and keep wayward children in school. She has good ideas about expanding protections for neighborhoods harmed by foreclosures and empowering parents seeking better schools. They also said, compared to recent attorneys general, your achievements in public office are scant. Very briefly, how would you respond to the Washington Post editorial board?
You know, I think that, you know, they can have their opinion, but if you really look at what I've not only been able to do as a legislator, because remember, the Attorney General is not the top legislator, it's the top lawyer. And so what I've been able to do as a lawyer, assisting families, assisting, you know, young people, making sure that we are fighting this issue of mass incarceration, none of my opponents have done that. And so, I think you can't just simply look at a legislative record and decide who is the most appropriate attorney general. You've got to look to find that individual who can actually execute and deliver justice. I've been able to do it. My opponents haven't.
I appreciate your talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Delegate Aisha Brayboy is one of three Democrats running for their party's nomination for Attorney General. We'll speak with the others later this week. In the general election in the fall, the winner will face Republican Jeffrey Pritzker, a Towson lawyer. He has no primary opposition. The three Democrats will debate one another next Monday, May 19th, at the University of Maryland College Park. We have more information on our website, wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us on 88.1.